Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell with a look at week four of the December 2015 celestial timings. And I kind of ended that last one a little soon. So I just want to share that happy solstice to everyone. We're in the solstice window from the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. It's at least a 3-day window. And actually, from some perspectives, we could say it's a 3-week window, but the powerful center point of it is happening on December 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So we begin this last week of December in this powerful solstice window with the moon moving into Gemini and passing the Pleiades as it moves into Gemini. And something I had shared in the celestial timings a few years ago was about the Nebra sky disk, and it was brought back to my attention recently, because my middle son, he has a twin sister, is in Germany, and the Nebra sky disk was found in Germany, and they think that it was tracking different cycles, particularly related to the Pleiades, and when the Pleiades was marking a more powerful solstice or equinox or cross-quarter time. And so they think it originates from around 1600 BC, and it's definitely connected to the latitude that it was found in, because and they think that it has to do with the Pleiades. So there's I gave a link to a YouTube that you can check out about that and find out more. It's a pretty cool story about what that's all about. On December 23rd, we're going to have another moon occultation over Aldebaran. This is the 13th time this has happened this year. And it started in January of 2015, and it goes until September of 2018. So this is a series of 49 occultations. And so each one is building upon the next one. And while this is happening, we have the sun has been conjunct Antares, and the moon is conjunct Aldebaran. So the sun is no longer with Antares as closely as it was at the beginning of the month, but still we've had that activation, and now we have this occultation of Aldebaran. And the reason that's significant is that Aldebaran and Antares are in exact opposition to each other in the sky. So they form a stargate axis. And so then we have Mars with Spica on December 24th, on Christmas Eve. And this only can happen every 2 years. Mars passes this part of the sky. So if you're up early in the morning and you can see the line, Saturn should be visible in the morning sky, and then Venus, and then Mars, and then Jupiter. And then by January, Mercury will join the morning sky. So it's a pretty amazing time. Anyway, we are going to have the Cancer full moon on Christmas, and that means that the moon is on the galactic cross at the galactic edge, and the sun is on the galactic cross at the galactic center, still very close to that part of the sky, even though the exact full moon isn't on the exact cross. It's at 3 Cancer, but it is activating the two crosses in the sky. At this very special time of year, as we're in the solstice, and also many are celebrating Christmas or Kwanzaa or Hanukkah in this month around the December solstice. Also on Christmas, or December 25th, the Uranus is stationing direct at 7:53 p.m. Pacific time. So this is that absolute still point place. And this means that if you have planets, angles, or nodes between 16 and 21 degrees of Aries, Libra, Capricorn, and Cancer, then you've been in a Uranus initiation cycle, and this is marking a turning point for you. And it's a time to really trust the process, because it may not make sense. Uranus is often something that is outside of logic and reason. It's not necessarily logical, it is eventful, bringing often unexpected events. And then we're going to move towards the end of the month when Mercury is reaching its greatest elongation. Also, I should say on December 24th, Mercury moves back inside the boundaries of the Sun, or the farthest reach of the Sun. And so we, for most of December, we've had Mercury at a wild card factor in an out of bounds place, meaning it's outside the boundaries of our ordinary reality. And it's now reaching greatest elongation on December 28th. So that means it's as high on the horizon as it can get in its evening star appearance. And it always signals the next Mercury retrograde that will begin on January 5th. So Capricorn is happening at 26 Capricorn. So this is, I think the Mercury retrograde is happening around 1 degree Aquarius, and then we'll move back into Capricorn by the time it's completed. So it's a powerful time to get transmissions and information about what are the new forms that we can bring in that are practical, sustainable, and will work for the generations to come. And then we have Sun sextile Neptune, and this lets us know that Neptune's picking up speed, and since it went direct in November, it went direct on November 18th, and so this helps bring in more imaginative possibilities, as well as the Moon moving into Virgo on December 29th, so passing Regulus, the heart of the lion, and this is activating the light codes from the from Regulus, from this particular star that has also been associated with the Hall of Records, and not just the literal Hall of Records where we might, you know, see something physical in this reality, but really the Hall of Records in our own DNA. And so there can be an activation illumination that's taking place there. And also on December 29th, Venus is moving into Sagittarius and will travel through this part of the sky until January 23rd. And so this is the questing, the independent expression of the feminine who quests for truth and meaning. And then on that she will also pass the star Isidus or Dashuba, where Saturn was earlier this year. So Venus is now passing this part of the sky and activating this star that has to do with the eye of the scorpion or the crown of the scorpion, or some call it the eye of the dragon. Is also, because Isidus is short for Isis, or as a form of Isis, this is the star that has been associated with the goddess Isis, not the terrorist people that everyone's now trying to get people to say use a different name for that. But it is about tuning into the mysteries of this star that connect us to the divine feminine, Isis as the goddess, and also Venus as an expression of the goddess at the heart chakra, still at the heart chakra. So tuning into what is really within our hearts, and what is it that is ready to be released, and what is it that is ready to be embraced around those mysteries. And then as we complete the month, we're going to have Jupiter within less than a degree of its exact conjunction to the North Node that's going to take place on January 28th, and then again on June 20th. Well, actually, so there's going to be three passes of Jupiter to the North Node, and the last time this happened was in 1624 and 1625, and it won't happen again until 2255. Now, that doesn't mean that Jupiter and the North Node don't come together before that, but to have three passes, Jupiter and the North Node come together every 11 years or so, I think, and in different signs. So we're talking about the sign of Virgo, which is connected to the norns, what I started the month with, talking about the weaving of the web of weird, or spider woman who weaves the web. And then how is the weaving of the web aligned with our destiny? If it's not aligned with our destiny, how can we reweave the web so that it works with that? So that it is in alignment with our destiny, personally and collectively, what's going on with all of that. It's a powerful time. And for those of you who maybe didn't get a chance to be part of our special solstice celebration, we're going into great depth about what this means, when you would receive information about when you would have Jupiter return again, your next Jupiter return, and also the next nodal return. We'll be talking about all of that within this class. And it's a fundraiser for the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. We'll also be looking at the 2016 events, the overall events of 2016. There's some amazing things, of course, going on in 2016. It's hard to believe. We're almost there. So, and then on New Year's Eve, we're going to have the moon with Jupiter again. We started the month with the moon with Jupiter, and now the moon is with Jupiter again as we end the month, which is a great way, and the North Node, which is a great way to end this month. We're going to be able to tune into or feel the expansive energy of Jupiter as it expands our collective destinies as we end this year and begin a new calendar year. So something, just one other thing to mention as we end the year, is that every year on December 31st, around midnight of January 1st, the Sirius is overhead. This happens only at a certain time period in a 26,000-year cycle, but it does bring a direct transmission from Sirius to Earth at this time of the year, and as we are ending one year and beginning a new year. So it's definitely fun to tune into this energy as Sirius brings in its light codes, or is transmitting its light codes to the Earth. So wishing you all a very happy new year, and we'll look at, I will be taking a look at 2016 and sharing that with everyone in a shorter audio, just kind of like a brief highlight. So I would highly encourage you, if you want the details, to join us for our solstice celebration that celebrates also the birthday of the school. And it is our 8th birthday since the time we created a ceremonial activation in 2007. And so we're in our first Venus return, and also we're going through the Saturn square. And it's a very exciting time for the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And we really, truly appreciate your support and engaging with these mysteries in whatever way works for you, as we are all in the process of dreaming the dream onward and dreaming into the new earth.